This month, the four high schools of the city of Kalamazoo are turning out a new crop of graduates. In the belief that the people of Kalamazoo would like to know something about these young people, their plans, their ambitions, and their achievements, I've invited the four high school principals to be with us for this program. St. Augustine High School is not represented in person, but we do have a report from that school. First, Garrett DeVries, principal of Kalamazoo Christian High School, is going to tell us something about this year's senior class at Kalamazoo Christian. Mr. DeVries?
Thank you, Mr. Dunbar. Kalamazoo Christian High School will hold its commencement exercises on June 16th at 8 in the evening at Grace Christian Reformed Church. At this time, 46 seniors will receive their diplomas. Of this number, 8 have been out of school since February. The officers of the class are Lucille Scoton, President, Ann Smith, Vice President, Beatrice Alphenar, Secretary, and Joanne Denhammer, Treasurer. Honors for scholastic achievement go to Roger Postmas, Valedictorian, and Joanne Denhammer, Salutatorian. Both these students, along with the President, Lucille Scoton, will participate in the commencement program.
Well, let's start over, Bob. Sorry. I'm sorry. This month, the four high schools of the city of Kalamazoo are turning out a new crop of graduates. The total number of graduates is over 600. In the belief that the people of Kalamazoo would like to know something about these young people, their plans, their ambitions, and their achievements, I've invited the four high school principals to be with us for this program. St. Augustine High School is not represented in person, but we do have a report from that school. First, Garrett DeVries, principal of Kalamazoo Christian High School, is going to tell us something about this year's senior class at Christian High. Mr. DeVries?
Thank you, Mr. Dunbar. Kalamazoo Christian High School will hold its commencement exercises on June 16th at 8 p.m. in the Grace Christian Reformed Church. At this time, 46 seniors will receive their diplomas. Of this number, 8 have been out of school since February. The officers of the class are Lucille Scoton, President, Ann Smith, Vice President, Beatrice Alphenar, Secretary, and Joanne Denhammer, Treasurer. Honors for scholastic achievement go to Roger Postmas, Valedictorian, and Joanne Denhammer, Salutatorian. Both these students, along with the President, Lucille Scoton, will participate in the commencement program.
Well, what will your graduates do after their high school days are over, Mr. DeVries?
Well, Mr. Dunbar, 7 members of the class expect to continue their studies at Calvin College in Grand Rapids. Of the remainder, 11 already have jobs and will begin working as soon as school is over. The 8 members of the February class are all employed by our local industries. The class numbers 5 basketball and 5 baseball lettermen. 2 of the girls were members of the softball team. The high school choir loses 25 members through the graduation of this class. Activities of the class preceding graduation consisted of the rendition of the senior play in the spring, the senior formal party on June 7th, and baccalaureate services on Sunday, June 12th. Class has produced a 96-page yearbook portraying the activities of the school and the class for the past year.
How about scholarships?
Each year, Calvin College offers a tuition scholarship to one of the members of the graduating class. This year's award was made to the valedictorian Roger Postmas. Roger is the son of Mr. and Mrs. S. Postmas of 130 East Maple Street. He has maintained an almost perfect scholastic record while participating in all the athletic activities of the school, the senior play, the choir, the school paper, and the annual. Besides serving as president of the class, Lucille Scoton, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. J.C. Scoton of Comstock, was editor of the school paper, the Clarion, president of the student council, and associate editor of the annual. She also played the major role in the senior play, Lavender and Old Lace. The faculty advisor of the class was Miss Theresa Meyer, who passed away very suddenly on the evening of April 27th. We desire publicly to express our sincere tribute and appreciation to the memory of this devoted friend and teacher.
Thank you, Mr. DeVries. Now here's a report from St. Augustine High School. On June the 9th, St. Augustine High School graduated 47 seniors, 20 boys and 27 girls. They were an exceptionally active group of seniors, not only on the football field, the basketball floor, and the tennis court, but also in the study hall and classrooms. At the commencement exercises, Philip Cavanaugh, Frank Carroll, Edwin Maurer, Edward Yapel, Marilyn Sullivan, John Peters, and Richard Newsom were admitted to the Scholastic Honor Society, which means each one earned a minimum of 176 honor points during the 4 years of high school. Paul Kestner, Gerald Wilson, and Jacqueline Lillis caught the spirit a little late, but succeeded in getting into the honor group in the senior year. The attendance record of some of these students was outstanding, too. Frank Carroll and Sheila Klaus had a perfect attendance record for the 4 years of high school. And Lois Calkins, Paul Kestner, Ellen Schmidt, and David Scott were present every day during the senior year. David Scott didn't let those high scores that he piled up for his school during the basketball season interfere with his attendance. He was in St. Augustine's Church every morning before Monsignor Hackett came out to say Mass. Many of the graduates have their plans made to enter college in September. Philip Cavanaugh will study law at the University of Detroit on a scholarship. David Scott and Thomas English will enter the Commerce and Finance Division of the same college. Four boys will attend Kalamazoo College on scholarships. Frank Carroll, who's going to study law, Gerald Wilson, whose studies will center around chemistry, and Edward Yapel and Edward Maurer, who are preparing for medical school. Jacqueline Lillis will attend Nazareth College on a scholarship. Marilyn Sullivan and Francis Shepherd will also attend that college. Jack Burns, John Peters, and Richard Newsom will attend the University of Notre Dame. John Stoneman will study journalism at Marquette University. Tom Hastings and Betty McManus will attend Michigan State. And Helen Conrad, Virginia Fleck, Josephine McAllister, and Jean Walsh have registered at Western Michigan College. That's a report from St. Augustine's High School. Now our next guest is Roy Bryan, principal of State High. Tell us about your graduating class, Mr. Bryan.
There are 80 in our present graduating class, Mr. Dunbar. 40 of these are boys and 40 girls. I have here a summary of the answers these people gave to the following questions. 1, do you plan to go to college next year? If so, name the college. If not, do you plan to go to college at some future date? More than 80% plan to go to college. 9 of these will work a year before going on. Following are the college choices they indicated. Western 20, Kalamazoo College 7, University of Michigan 5, Michigan State 4, Northwestern 3, Denison 2. Other colleges mentioned are Carleton, Dartmouth, Purdue, Notre Dame, Stevens, Worcester, and others. Question 2, has any college offered you financial assistance in the form of a scholarship? Approximately 14% said yes. Most of these offers came from Michigan colleges. Question 3, have you tentatively decided on a vocation? 75% said yes. 11 plan to be teachers, 3 clerks or secretaries, 2 nurses, 2 auditors, 2 telephone operators, 2 pilots, 2 journalists, 2 plan to be dentists, and 2 engineers. Other fields mentioned are business, personnel work, medicine, music, social work, law, farming, architecture, radio, baking, and tool and die making. Question 4, have you worked to help with expenses during your high school years? Approximately 90% answered yes. Question 5, on the whole, have you enjoyed or disliked your years in high school? Encircle your answer, enjoyed, disliked, neutral. 86% selected the answer enjoyed, 2 disliked, and 12 selected the answer neutral. Question 6, what experiences in high school have you enjoyed most? There was a strong tendency in answer to this question to name offices and responsibilities on the council, the yearbook, the newspaper, in the classes, the monitor organization, in plays, debate, and so forth.
You think that indicates, Mr. Bryan, that students enjoy taking responsibility?
Very definitely. Anytime they have a responsibility, I think they enjoy it and they feel it's beneficial to them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bryan. And now for information about the senior class at Kalamazoo Central High School, here is Principal Eugene Thomas. Mr. Thomas?
Mr. Dunbar Central High School has a graduation class of 336 this June. This does not include those who graduated in January, and there are about 130 in that group. But included in this group is 16 veterans that have qualified for graduation by successfully having passed the General Education Development Test. This class compares very favorably in size with recent classes. About 20 to 25% of those graduating, or 120, will continue their education in college. In looking over the colleges to whom we had sent transcript for them, we find that 35 colleges and universities throughout the United States are represented. And looking down the list, I note a few of them to give some idea of the widespread geographically. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Yale University, Stanford, University of Massachusetts, University of Colorado, University of Chicago. Of course, the bulk of them, the most of them, will go to Western Michigan College and to Kalamazoo College. In this group, there are a great many that have received scholarships. From Western Michigan College, these students, Pauline Baker, Carolyn Birch, Janet McDonald, Peggy Davis, Marcia Price, Doris Percy, and Gloria Ross have received scholarships. From Kalamazoo College, Sandra Bell, Dick Enslin, James Morrell, Charles Van Avery, Dan Miner, Milton Mukes, Shirley Guy, Richard Sheets, Marilyn Snyder, Ruth Alva Summerlot, Stanley Pavlich, Janet Hoskins, and Tom Niedringhaus. From University of Michigan, Terry Nulf, Lillis Wiley, and Robert Schur. Forrest McKellar has received a scholarship from Michigan State, and Dick Popes has received one from Denison College. I'm sure that this list is not complete, as I know of a few that are still hanging fire. It is tradition for our senior class to underwrite the Delphian, our school annual. Our yearbook is unique in that it contains no advertising. Therefore, it must be subsidized in some other way. In order to pay for this yearbook, this class has raised a total of $4,400 through dues, parties, and the sale of the annual. This is an outstanding accomplishment for any group of boys and girls. Much credit should be given to Mr. Clarence Webb, the faculty sponsor, and to Forrest McKellar, the class president, and members of the senior council. This class has made fine contributions to extracurricular activities, such as publication of the Central News, dramatic and musical productions, athletics, and student government. Dick Popes, president of the student government, and Dick Enslin, vice president, have made fine contributions in leadership, and they are members of this class. I think that we have a tendency to glorify the students who plan to further their education through college. But we must remember that 75%, or about 320 of these graduates, are going out to hunt jobs immediately. Some will become clerks, workers in mills, and so forth. They are going to start their contribution to our community immediately. To this group, our high school has been the great American university. Our commencement will be held at 8:30 p.m. Thursday of this week. Dr. John Everton, President of Kalamazoo College, will give the main address.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. I wonder if you would concur with what Mr. Bryan said about students enjoying responsibility.
I'm sure that we haven't scratched the surface yet in finding ways and means of putting responsibility on students. All of our studies that we have made in the past have shown that students point back to those things that they have had responsibility for.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. The good wishes of the whole community go to these 609 sons and daughters of ours that are being graduated by Central, State High, St. Augustine, and Kalamazoo Christian.